Hey, it's Dr. Dave. I have a picture I'm about to show you, and it's going to change your life.
Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Hey there, I am Dr. Dave, and welcome to, well, we're transitioning actually from Slice Your Age to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. And I am so excited. This is actually episode 80, and I just felt it was a great time to kind of rebrand and change to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Because let's face it, it's all about lifestyle. And on today's show, I'm going to show you this picture. This is a life-changing picture. I'm going to explain exactly what's going on in this picture and how this picture can help you totally, totally change your life, guaranteed. So thanks so much for being with me today. I want to start off because I've got a few things here on my desk. And first is my smoothie. Let me tell you what I put in this today. It's kind of similar to last week's smoothie. I will tell you because this is drinking pure health. What I put in here was, if I can just remember this from memory, spinach. I put not only spinach, but I put some strawberries, a piece of banana, some flax seed, great source of omega-3, omega-6 fatty acids. I put a little bit of that Ezekiel dry cereal in here. What else did I put? Some almond milk, a little bit of vegan protein powder. And I topped it off with, this might be key, I topped it off with a small piece of dark chocolate, no milk chocolate, dark chocolate. It was probably like 80-some% dark chocolate, just a tiny piece of that. This is so flipping good. I could drink this all day long, and it's so healthy. It's incredible. I mean, to love your food, to have it taste so good and have it be so healthy, so good for you, it's like a win-win situation. Wow, love it. Love it. You can tell I'm really passionate about just this great stuff. Now, something else I want to share with you today that I picked up. I was in Atlanta this past weekend. Went to an REI, and I hadn't tried this before, but it's called Bobo's Oat Bars. Let me see if I can get to the camera there. Bobo's Oat Bars. It's gluten free. It's vegan. This happens to be poppy seed flavor. I'm always looking for little healthy snacks that I can either put in my briefcase, keep with me, better yet, take on like a backpacking trip. And this really seems to fit the bill. It's great. So, I don't make any money from, they're not a sponsor of my show, Bobo's Oat Bars. But when I find something that I think is really cool, I like to pass it along to you. And hopefully you can try these out. I got an REI, and I'll let you know how it works out on my next hike, my next backpack trip, my next long run. Whatever. But I like to pass it along to you. Now, I wanted to show you something now that is a life changer. I in my last episode, I talked quite a bit about change, life changing things, and I got a ton of comments, replies, private messages on Facebook about people changing their lives. People wrote in that they've changed and they see such a difference in their lives now. Some of you are in the process of changing. Others wrote in and said they know they need to change. They're just kind of afraid. They know they have to do it, but they're kind of afraid as to what's on the other side. But I want to share something with you right here. So not that long ago, a friend of mine, he's actually pictured on here, Mike, shared this picture with me. And I want to share with you in a second. It was actually taken right around the time of my divorce, which was about 15 years ago, so quite some time ago. It was a real tough time in my life, and I looked at this picture, I looked at myself and I couldn't believe what I saw. I didn't really, I must have blocked this part of my life out of my brain or something. What I looked like was, look at this. I mean, a really, really fat guy. Look how big my face was. Look how big my face was. And look at my stomach. Right now in this picture, I weighed, I'd say 30 pounds more than I weigh right now. 30 pounds more. I mean, I was fat. Look at my face. Look at the difference. Look at my face now. My face is thin. My body, I mean, there's no stomach. There's no fat on me. I mean, everybody has some fat, but there's no visible fat. You know what I mean? The reason I looked like this 15 years ago is because I was going through a really, really tough time, and my body as well as my mind, my psyche were not in good shape at all. I thought I was in good shape. I mean, I still ran and did, but looking back, I was in horrible shape. 15 years later, look, I feel so much better. I think I look better. I mean, I think I look younger now than I did then. Had I not made the change in my life, what would I look like today? I was going in a direction that was downhill, that was really, really downhill. And had I not made a change, I probably would have looked a lot worse than this, and maybe I'd be dead. I don't really know. But for me, changing, there was no option. There was no option except to change. So how can I say this? There were some really, really tough things going on in my life. And 15 years later, I feel I can speak freely about these things. And I'm ready to. Maybe not everything in this episode right now, but I think speaking and letting things out is really, really healthy. I think there are things that I've kept inside of me for over 15 years that I'm ready to talk about. And I want to make sure I get this straight. The last thing I ever want to do is bash anybody, say anything bad about anybody at all, whether it's my ex-wife or old friends. That's the last thing I want to do, because I have nothing bad to say about them. I mean, my ex-wife and I are friends now. She's actually a great person and a great mother. I was just in a really, something wasn't right, maybe where I was coming from. I don't really know. I can blame everything on me, and that's okay. It doesn't matter who gets the blame. I was in a situation that I should not have been in, and I know I needed to change something. That's all. It's just pretty much as simple as that. Had I kept going in a bad situation that was not meant for me, my life would have probably gone out of control, and this picture probably would have looked good, because who knows what I would have looked like had I not made the change. I mean, there's some things that I will talk about over time, because I really want to get these out, because I think probably there's a good chance you may be going through, or maybe have gone through, very similar situation. You know, a lot of you watch me and you think, oh, Dr. Dave, everything he does is perfect. I mean, he drinks healthy drinks every day and his life is perfect. Well, my life is really good right now. Do I have any problems? I'm a human being, of course. I mean, I've got the same issues you have probably, but I know how to work with them. My life has not always been the way it is right now. I count my blessings today because my life is really good, but I've had times in my life I've been downhill, uphill, really downhill, didn't feel good about myself at all. But the difference is I knew that I had to change something, and I was not afraid. Well, maybe I was afraid, but I did it anyway, because the alternative, staying in the same situation I was in, would have presented very, very serious problems in my life. So I knew, you know, again, I didn't realize how bad I looked then, because when you look in the mirror, when you see that every day, you don't realize how bad it is. But I had the courage to make changes. Now, the changes were not easy. I paid dearly for some of these changes. I paid dearly as far as going through tough times when I felt alone, depressed, felt like there was maybe nothing to live for, and my life was spiraling downhill. Sometimes when things were really, really tough for me, I popped an anti-anxiety drug such as Valium or something like that. I knew in my heart that was horrible to do, and I did it very little, but I still sometimes had it. Sometimes I needed that to get through a day, and I'm not proud of that at all. It was very, again, I was never, let me just make sure it's clear, I was never a drug addict or anything, but occasionally, I'm never an alcohol person. I don't like to drink at all, thank God. But so instead of alcohol, I had something that just helped me get through the day sometimes, because sometimes I was just so anxious and my heart was beating out of my chest, and I knew my life some things were so difficult that I needed something to help me. I went through therapy. I've had some pretty low points in my life, and I paid dearly, like I started to say, financially. I won't expand on that too much right now, maybe later, but it cost me a fortune to get divorced. But there's no option. There's no option, because why would I want to be wealthy and not happy? Why would I want that? Some people maybe would. I feel bad for anybody that would take wealth over happiness. I feel really bad. I don't think you're one of those. I don't think you are. But let me tell you something. I've been there, and that is not a good thing. That's not a good thing at all. So I paid dearly to get where I am right now. And look at this. I mean, look what I have. I'm speaking to you. I'm living the lifestyle that I've maybe dreamed of at one point, but never thought I could get there. I'm living a dream life, but it did come at a cost. The price I paid catapulted me, got me to where I am right now, which is very, very good. I didn't know really what direction this would take as I started this. But my point is this, so many of you have reached out to me on Facebook and told me your personal story, either by private messaging, which by the way is totally fine. I listen to you and I try to help you as much as I can, or by public comment under a video or on Facebook. I know what you've been through. I know what you're going through now. I know the hurdles you've got and the hurdles you've gotten over. But I know for sure you can do this. I know for sure, no matter how good our lives are right now, we can always do better. We can. I'm going to speak tomorrow to a group of senior citizens at an independent living facility. I'm going to be speaking on recharging your life, charging up your life at any age, how to live the best possible life at any age. I mean, these people are going to be anywhere from probably in their early 80s and well into the 90s. That's my guess. It's not going to be the first time I've spoken to a group of senior citizens at that age, because I've done it a lot, and even at that age, even when somebody's into their 80s and 90s, people want to be motivated. People want to know what to do to make their lives as positive as possible. I can't wait to speak to this group tomorrow. It's going to be a blast. Yoko's going to come with me. We're going to do some fun stuff. We're going to make a smoothie for them. We're going to show them how to eat really healthy. We're going to probably do a little bit of karaoke, singing All You Need Is Love, because let's face it, we all need love. That's what life is about. I talk about so many things on this show, which is now, I'm so proud to say, it's the David Maddow Lifestyle Show. I love the name. I got to admit, I love the name, the David Maddow Lifestyle Show. It's my show. I finally got a show with my name on it. When I was a little kid, I remember looking in the mirror in my pajamas. I'm going back. I probably was about, I'm thinking 7 or 8 years old. That's just my recollection. And I had this mirror on my door in my bedroom. And at 7 or 8 years old, I stood up in front of the mirror, looked in my pajamas, and I said something like, "This is the David Matto Show." And I kind of like did a whole show to myself in the mirror. And now, 50 some years later, there's actually a show called the David Matto Lifestyle Show, which it's just so cool. I love helping you. I really do. So where was I going with this? I was starting to say, I started saying about we're going to be singing All You Need Is Love tomorrow to the group of senior citizens. And I know I talk a lot about nutrition and eating plant-based and running and backpacking and walking and skiing and all the exercise. And I know, and believe me, that stuff's really, really important. It's super important. But as far as I'm concerned, the most important thing in our lives is happiness. There's nothing that trumps that. Happiness and our health. Happiness is number one. There's nothing that trumps that as far as I'm concerned. Happiness is the most important. So in other words, what I'm saying to you is, if you're the greatest vegan and eating a total plant-based diet and doing nothing wrong, and if you're unhappy where you are in your life, then it's horrible. I don't care how healthy you're eating, and if you're running marathons every day, but there's something in your life that's not right, we gotta fix it. That's not good. I'm gonna go on record and say, I'd rather you be the happiest person in the world and eat horribly and be overweight and not exercise. Because if you're happy, if you're really, really, I mean, those don't go in, that's probably never going to work, because somebody that's really, really happy is not going to be, most likely not going to be overweight and eating poorly. But let's play with me for a second on that. If you're happy, I can fix the other stuff so easily. I can get you eating right. I can get you exercising right. I can get you doing all the right things. Happiness has to come first. I'm going to leave you with this today on the show. I'm going to leave you with this. I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it as many times as I have to until we get this right. If there's something in your life that needs to be changed, and you know if there is or not, you know it. You're the one that knows. If there's something in your life that needs to be changed, let's get working on that now. Don't try to brush it under the rug. Don't try to forget about it. It's going to come back to haunt you one way or another. I promise you it will. You got to fix it now. I'm not talking about 10 years from now. You got to fix it now. I'm here with you. I'm your friend. I'm your coach. Whatever it is, I'm the host of your show. Whatever it is, I'm here for you. I've been through it all. I've done it all. I've seen it all. I've been through it all. I'm going to reveal more about my life 15 plus years ago. I'll tell you more. I'll tell you anything you want to know. I'm an open book. I'll tell you whatever you want to know. You write in and ask me a question. I'll tell you. I'll answer it honestly. Because I want to prove to you, no matter how bad things were or are right now, you can get over them. You can get better. And you can live your absolute best life ever. I am positive of that. Until next time, let's drink a smoothie together. Cheers. Kanpai. L'chaim. I'm Dr. Dave, and I will see you next time on the Dave and Matto Lifestyle Show. It's got a great ring to it. I love it. See you later. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.